Daily Defense.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Because they don't want me to, that's why I do it.
Presented by X Insurance.
X Insurance.
From the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms Platinum Microphone.
They're never going to stop us here.
Here is your host, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting the enemies of freedom, Mark Walters.
Welcome inside Armed American Radio's Daily Defense on thegunbroker.com. When the gunbroker.com studios on the Car Arms Platinum Microphone, brought to you, presented to you by X Insurance. Warning, Angry Mark could come out to play today. Really nothing in particular, just one of those days. Angry Mark could come out to play today. We'll see how that plays out. I will be careful if Angry Mark does come out to play today. I don't want to get in any trouble, and I could easily get in trouble today. It's just been a day like that. Nobody wants your guns. Nobody wants to take your guns. Nobody's after your guns, you gun nut losers. Nobody wants your guns. Nobody's going to take your guns. Nothing to worry about. I respect the Second Amendment. I'm a gun owner, too. Nobody wants your guns. Until the Democrats came rolling into town yesterday, all bets are off. And, you know, I got to tell you, they've been playing into, and I'm, you know, I mean, I can take some credit here. I've been talking about it for 12 years. They've been playing into my hands for almost 12 years. I've been telling you the same thing for 12 years. This is what they want to do. Everybody in gun rights world knows this is what they want. We've been telling you this for years. Universal background checks is code word for registration. Registration leads to confiscation. Buybacks, confiscation. Well, look, the roadmap was there. And then when you see it happen in New Zealand, nobody wants to take your guns. We should all be like New Zealand. Prior to that, it was Australia. We should all be like Australia. Hillary Clinton, that's a great model for the U.S. It was forced confiscation. And too many of you idiots watch ABC, NBC, and CCBS and believe it. Nobody wants your guns. I can go to the gun shop and I can buy a gun today. Nobody's taking my guns. This is America. Until the Democrats come rolling into town and turn themselves into the socialist, Marxist, communist party that they are today. And we're going to talk about that today. Yeah, so I guess Angry Mark did come out a little bit. I called... Listen, here's the deal. I'm going to make this very clear today in no uncertain terms. If I have to explain to you what Biden represents or what a vote for anybody other than Trump represents, you're not all there. You and Biden should be going to the same doctor. Am I making sense? Because you haven't figured it out. You have to forget the fact that you might not like Trump. And that's your only option. If you sit this out, if last night's Dem clown show posse and their opening montage of "We want your guns" wasn't enough for you to figure this out, I don't know that I can get through to you. So I hope you're paying attention. I'm not going to be nice about this going down the road. Yes, they do want your guns. They're going to take them if they're elected. I've laid that out. Now we're going to talk to Amber Cuno. Let's go to Amber. Can calm me down. Amber Cuno.
Mark Walters.
I don't know if you can calm me down today, Amber. I'm gonna give you an opportunity to try, but did I say anything wrong before I went to you?
No, absolutely not. Nope.
All right. Do me a favor. And I'm not going to put you on the spot because you can't calm me down. You can't say, well, you know, if you said this, I think you might have been. I'm not wrong about this, Amber. I'm not wrong about this. And as a result of that, it's just been one of those days, and I'm just going to let it go with that. Did you happen to watch any of that dog and pony clown posse show at all?
Well, I mean, I watched a few bits and pieces that people reposted online, but I didn't want to give them any ratings, so I didn't watch the whole thing.
Well, I'm with you on that. So let me go to my good friend, our good friend, AWR. At Breitbart, Amber, and run down some of how, because I love the way he covered this. He just, as AWR does, he puts it very succinctly. And I'm gonna run down some of this for you. Day three of the Democrat National Convention launched on Wednesday with a full-blown assault on guns in America. That's exactly how it launched, if you saw it. The night began with a video collage of speakers who lost family members to gun crime and also focused on the speakers at the March 24th, 2018 March for Our Lives rally in Washington, D.C. Speakers from the rally said, quote, "They say that tougher gun laws do not decrease gun violence. We call BS." They then said, quote, "They say a good guy with a gun stops a bad guy with a gun. We call BS." Now, Amber, I'm going to stop right there real quick, because on this show, I cover what's called happy ending stories on a fairly regular basis. A happy ending story being a good guy with a bad gun, a good guy with a gun stopping a bad guy with a gun. Yet these morons call BS. So, as you know, because you're a trainer, you know what happened to me years ago. You know about my two books. You know what we've discussed for years. Amber, does a good guy with a gun stop a bad guy with a gun? Guy meaning all of us, you know, we'll just use the phrase. Guy meaning men, women. Does a good guy with a gun actually stop a bad guy?
Yes, of course. There are literally so many documented instances of that happening that if you can't see that and you don't know that, there's just no hope for you. And I mean, it doesn't surprise me, even if they did know that they wouldn't report on it, because what they're doing is entirely based on emotional pleas, and that's ridiculous.
Let's talk crime for just a second, Amber. Crime. Because I didn't see this mentioned yesterday. The final stupidity tally for last weekend in Chicago, 5 days ago, 7 killed, 57 wounded. I don't recall them talking about that. They have to come after my guns because of gun crime in every single Democrat-controlled city in the country. Every single one of them. Now, honestly, now you and I both know this is a dog and pony show, right? We know that this is a show. Do you believe Americans are finally catching up to this, Amber?
I don't know. I hope so. I hope that they can see through it, but there's just a lot of people that are just like, guns are bad, and they're not going to listen to any of the facts, any of the statistics. I mean, I live in a state where everyone pretty much carries a gun. My pastor carries a gun, and we have very low crime rates as far as gun violence goes, like compared to Chicago. And I mean, there's always going to be random crime, of course, in every city, especially big cities, but guns are not the problem. How many times are we going to beat this horse to death with them? I'm tired, Mark. I'm tired.
As many times as we have to, Amber, and you can't get tired. That's the key. Because I feel like you do from time to time. I look at this stuff, I roll my eyes, I think to myself, my God, and then it dawns on me. These satellite radio moment word morons aren't ever going away. Now, they'll agree with me on that. Somebody right now is listening right now from their side saying, you're right. I already know that. Don't pat yourself on the back, loser. We're well aware of that. That's why we continue to fight you every day. Now, Amber, let's contrast what we're talking about now with the fact that, and pay real close attention here, gun grabber, loser. Listen to me very carefully now. I'd like to know, Amber, how we contrast last night's little montage of, you know, nobody wants your guns until we all want your guns, wah, 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 with millions upon millions upon millions of Americans are stuffing their agenda right down their necks and buying guns. Many of them, people from their own party who said, you know what? This ain't going to fly. I want a gun to defend my life. How do they reconcile that, or can they? You can take it to the break. I think we got about a minute.
Well, I mean, I don't know what they're going to do. I don't know what the end game is for them. I mean, if it's just getting every gun out of the hands of law-abiding citizens or what it is. All I know is what we can do. I know we have to vote and get as many conservatives in office as possible and teach people about guns. I mean, just keep buying guns, training people, helping people, answering their questions. Show them that guns aren't cute. And the more good guys there are with guns, the more of us there are. You know, hopefully that helps change the minds of individual people, because that's really where it is and who we vote into politics. And it's just one of those things. It's so crazy across the board. You know, it's like you're either on one side or the other. There's some people that teeter totter, and we really need to appeal to those people that are in the middle and just teach them and help them learn, because it's not scary. It's fun. It's our right.
And Amber's on a roll. And here's the deal. You gun grabber lunatics tuned in right now, we're never going to compromise with you, ever. Here's the deal. Try as you might, scream as loud as you want, you ain't getting my gun. As I said at the beginning of the Sunday show, you're going to need a station wagon and a whole lot of friends, because I ain't giving it up. More when we come back with Amber Q now in Arizona.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
With the alarming spike in COVID cases this month, shoppers have been trying to stock up on PPE products such as sanitizer, disinfectants, and wipes. Target, Walmart, and Costco are restricting shoppers, placing limits on these products. Several big box stores began limiting customers to just 1 PPE product per person. Here's some good news, finally. You no longer need to drive from store to store in search of these must-have health supplies and personal protective products. Pulse TV has created an exclusive Armed American On-the-Go Germ Kit. This 9-piece set is equipped with products like hand sanitizer, sanitizing spray, and even a protective germ key. And it comes in a convenient carrying bag so you can take it with you when you're on the go, and it can be easily stored in your car, making this the perfect travel companion. But you must hurry. There has been a massive rush to get these into states that are seeing a spike in cases, and inventory could run out at any time. To learn more about Armed American On the Go Germ Kit, just visit pulsetv.com/armed. That's pulsetv.com/armed.
It's well known that we live in a world where even good police officers can become targets for frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide liability insurance for police officers to eliminate your exposure and to protect you. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com.
Helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show. Damn right it is. Do something about it. Go over to GunBroker.com and sign up for free. Hear me. Free. I'm a big fan of free stuff, okay? GunBroker is free. They won't hit you for anything. Just go check out the auctions. You sign up there, you check out the auctions. I gave you my username yesterday in GunBroker, MCCTTI. If you see me in an auction, back off. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just playing with you. Go. Let's get in. Let's get in a little tit for tat in an auction. I'd love to do that with you. But it's GunBroker.com. It's free. And, you know, you can use Armed American Radio to show these enemies of our freedoms a few things. You support the people who support the right to bear arms by supporting us, because that's what they do. You know, the MyPillow guy. I mean, Mike Lindell fascinates me. I've known the guy for a long time. Never in my wildest dreams did I ever think you could support the right to bear arms with a pillow or a dog bed, but you can, because that's corporate America. Millions of dollars funnel into those companies, and people are pushing him hard. There's all these people work with us together. You can stick it in their face. Stop doing business to the extent that you can with those anti-gun companies, to the extent that you can. I understand our lives are intertwined with a lot of these companies, no question about it, okay? And it's not possible all of the time. But when you can, you take that money away from them and you give it to somebody who can and does support the right to bear arms. And a lot of them work here with us. GunBroker.com is free. Just go sign up. Check out the auctions, okay? If you want to buy something in an auction or use the buy now button to do that, which you probably will, okay, that's cool, because you got something that supports the right to bear arms and you did it through GunBroker because they want to end that platform. The Democrat losers, the communists, the socialists, the Marxists that are throwing things through buildings and windows want to end that platform. That's online to them. So you got to support it, please. Amber Q now, it's mind-boggling to me. It angers me. Let's take a little listen from what A.W.R. Hawkins said. Now, first off, go ahead and make Angry Mark even angrier. Tell me where you're calling from.
Phoenix, Arizona.
What's my favorite place on Earth?
Arizona.
Yeah, and you're there. What's the temperature there today? Tell me it's 195 degrees.
It's feels like 195 degrees. We're like breaking, like we're on like a streak of like 40 days over 110 degrees. So
yeah, and it's hot. Trust me, don't believe that dry heat garbage. It's flat out
no
hot.
Humid today too, because there's a hurricane down south in the Baja Peninsula. So
yeah, so you got some like you got some of that weather humid. All right, well, first of all, I love you and I hate you at the same time. You know exactly what I'm talking about. We're good. We're tall, right? We get it. Let's take a listen to what A.W.R. Hawkins had to say. And the reason I mention that is because A.W.R. also hails from your neck of the woods in Arizona. I want to go back to, Amber, this piece from A.W.R. and Breitbart. Take a listen to this. Speakers from the rally said, they said that tougher gun laws do not decrease violence. We call BS. And all we have to do is point to Virginia, for example, as a prime example. In about a year from now, no crime will drop. We can point to Chicago right now. Years and years and years of gun control in Chicago. And Lori Lightfoot says that what Trump needs to do to stop violence in her city is universal background checks. Lori Lightfoot is an idiot, okay? And it's time we stop blanking around with these people and start calling out what it is, because it's the only way we're going to get through to a lot of Americans. Stop falling for the crap coming from these liars and end it, all right? Wise up, folks. Here's the deal. They say a good guy with a gun stops a bad guy with a gun. We call BS. I stopped two people with a gun. I never had to pull the trigger. You want to have that argument with me, Lori Lightfoot, or dopey liberal? I'm wide open for it. MarketArmedAmericanRadio.org. You want to come on this program and have that argument with me? I am more than happy to have that conversation with you. I dare you. I absolutely dare you to do it. And if you're watching me on television right now, call me. I'd love to talk with you about it and just They did not mention that Cook County, Illinois, Amber, which constitute a large portion of Chicago, already has an assault weapons ban. They didn't mention that the state of Illinois has a licensing requirement for all gun owners, universal background checks, and the process for obtaining that license, a firearms owner identification card requiring a background check. They didn't mention that Illinois has a 72-hour wait period on gun purchases, nor did they point out the background checks for all retail gun sales are a federal requirement and have been a requirement since 1998, Amber. This means a retail gun sale in any state and or city requires a background check, yet the violence in Chicago soars. Amber, would you like to address that for me? What am I missing that the Democrats seem to have on me?
Well, nothing. I mean, they just want to cherry pick all these statistics and all these quote unquote facts that aren't even facts without looking. Because they, you know, it's no one wants to take accountability. I mean, Lightfoot isn't going to sit there and say, this is my fault. This is, I screwed up, guys. I screwed up big time. And I'm going to fix it. I mean, that's never going to happen because it's no one's ever going to do that. And it's a lot easier for them to point their fingers, blame, and take more and more and more away from us. And we just got to, we got to shut it down. We got to shut them down. And Gabby Gifford got shot in the head in Tucson.
Right.
And there were a few people shot there. And it was a concealed carry gun owner that stopped that shooter from shooting more people. Yet she goes up there and she wants to preach about taking away guns and they're so dangerous and we need more laws and everything else and completely avoid the fact that that situation would have been a whole lot worse if it wouldn't have been for armed citizens helping out.
What angered, you know, you're spot on, but the media never tells us that. All they talked about was Jared Lochner being a wackadoodle gun owner. They never talked about the fact that there were several people in that crowd that racked those slides that day, okay?
Yep.
And, you know, that message doesn't get out in the mainstream press. We get that message out here, but it doesn't get out in the mainstream media. However, the times, they are a-changing. And you know why? Because with Trump having that bully pulpit right now, and let me bring my blood pressure down just a tad bit. As best I can, okay? I believe that Americans are on to this. Americans now know that the Democrats want to take their guns. Not think about it, not lie about it, not insinuate, but not really tell us what they want. They now know that what we've been saying for years on this program and long before this program, what they want. And when you counterbalance that, Amber, with the fact that gun sales are rising like crazy because Americans are watching what's happening in every Democrat-controlled city, I happen to believe that while they continue to preach their bunk and their garbage, Americans sit back like we do and think, you know what? I don't want any part of that. Who are these people kidding? Hey, guess what? You ain't getting my gun over my dead hands or over my dead body. Pry it from my cold, dead fingers. It's not going to happen, Amber. And if you attempt to take it from me, we're going to have a problem. And as much as I hate bumper sticker logic, I love it when it works for me. If 150 million Americans and over 400 to 500 million guns in their hands were a problem, you'd already know it. Hey, Amber, thank you for being here. You're coming back next week, right?
Yep, definitely.
Bingo. Amber Q now in Phoenix, Arizona. Steve Gutowski from the Free Beacon. He'll calm me down. His demeanor will calm me down. We'll see. Back after this.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but neck down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org. mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org. Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and get free shipping when you join the coffee club. DefenderCoffee.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Welcome back inside Armed American Radio's GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms Platinum microphone. All of it being presented to you by X Insurance. X Insurance. Lots of stuff coming down the pike with X Insurance. Tons. More than I can tell you over the course of days, weeks, and months ahead as we unfold. The things that we're going to be able to present to you are going to be just off the chain, and unlike anything you've seen, nothing, you've seen nothing like it. So stay tuned, and we're proud to be affiliated with that company that supports you, not just behind the scenes with the CCW insurance, if you're a cop, if you're a security guard, armed, whatever it may be, but in every aspect of your life. Nobody else can touch what they do, and we're going to show you down the road. Before I go to my next guest, I got to give a huge stinking blowout shout out to Wyoming gun owners and the members of Wyoming gun owners who absolutely just trashed the anti-gun establishment in the state of Wyoming. And here's what kills me about this. We're talking about trashing anti-gunners in the state of Wyoming. Do you happen to watch Yellowstone? Okay, have you ever watched any Westerns? All right, when you think of Yellowstone and when you think of Wyoming and Montana, where Custer got himself just crushed as one of the warriors said, in the time it takes a grown man to eat his dinner. In other words, Custer and his troops were done in less than 20 minutes, is what they said. Okay, you don't think of anti-gun anything out there. You don't. But they're under attack in states like that, where the West was won, where rugged individualism couldn't have occurred without a gun. Who would have thought these places would have anybody anti-gun? But they do. They're like metastasizing cancer. They infect everything. And it's up to us to wipe them out. God, I love Angry Mark. Wyoming gun owners, a huge shout out. We're going to talk more about that on the Sunday MonsterCast coming up. And I'm going to be reaching out to somebody from my Wyoming gun owners to bring them on the program. Just obliterating the anti-gunners and exposing them and then defeating them in their own swamp rat cesspool that anti-gunners reside in. Stephen Gutowski from the Free Beacon, welcome in. I'm warning you now, Stephen. Angry Mark is out of the box, brother. I need you to calm me down. Your calm demeanor.
I'll do my best.
It might be tough to do today, man. First off, let's start with this. The Dog and Pony Show yesterday, right out of the box, was an outright blatant attack on every single law-abiding American in this country of any political stripe at that clown posse virtual convention, was it not?
Well, I mean, I suppose that's one way of putting it.
Now, that's the way I'll put it. You can put it differently, but that's the way I'll put it.
you definitely wound up today, huh?
Yeah, man. And you know, I it's just a whole bunch of things that got into me today, but we're at a point, mm-hmm. Stephen, that we're at a point of no return. We're at a tipping point in this country that if we don't wake up, and if too many of us remain oblivious or idiots or don't want to see it or refuse to accept the facts as they are. I don't like Trump. I don't want to vote for him. A vote for anybody but him under these conditions when it comes to our right to bear arms is a vote for Joe Biden, communism, socialism, and the loss of your Second Amendment. I don't know of any other way to put it. I mean, prove me wrong. Try to. Or, you know, tell me to calm down. Say, hey, take a breather. Think about it in the morning. I don't think it's that bad, but I'm pretty much there, Stephen.
Well, look, I mean, as far as the contrast of policies goes on the Second Amendment, and, you know, we've discussed this before, but there's obviously a lot of other issues going on right now, and whether or not the Second Amendment or gun rights breaks through in this election is going to be a big question. But as far as the actual policies and, you know, the stated positions of the two candidates, I mean, there's clearly a huge contrast, because you have Donald Trump on one side, and certainly there have been times where you could criticize him on gun issues. I think it's fair to say that. I know you have in the past with, you know, the bump stock ban and some public comments he's made, but clearly his platform and much of what he's done as president can fairly be described as pro-gun. And he's been endorsed by the NRA and by pretty much every notable gun rights group that's made an endorsement. And then on the other side, you know, clearly you have Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, who are running on what I think objectively can be described as the most aggressive mm-hmm. gun control platform in the history of the Democratic Party. Their stated policy positions are more radical, further left, than Hillary Clinton's were, just as a matter of the actual policies. And then you also have, of course, both of their own histories on the issue, which, I mean, are out there and for people to see objectively. Again, whatever you think of the character of the candidates, as far as this issue goes, it's pretty clear there's a major yeah. distinction.
You know, you just said something fascinating to me. I want to break it down a little bit and kind of get into the weeds with it. You mentioned that this candidate, the Biden-Kamala Harris ticket, is the most anti-gun ever in the history of the Democrat Party. That makes it the most anti-gun in the history of this country, because it is the Democrat Party that's coming after your guns. Certainly in my lifetime of over a half a century. No question about that. And then you said, and to prove your point, and you were correct, that it was more radical and farther left and anti-gun than Hillary Clinton's. And while you were saying that, I was thinking, does that mean it was more farther left or more radical than Barack Obama's as well? Then I'm thinking, maybe not. The difference being here, Stephen, that Obama, Clinton all had the same ideas that Joe Biden has. They just felt they couldn't run on it at that time in American history. For whatever reason, Biden and Harris feel today, while cities are burning, gun ownership is rising, crime is dropping, except in the big Democrat cities, which is going to impact the FBI uniform crime numbers across the country for the next 2 years, 3 years, anyway, that they feel it's okay to come out of the closet full bore. But I, you know, that's what Hillary Clinton wanted to do anyway. She just was a little bit more temperate when she ran, as was Obama, we all know, particularly in his first term. What do you think about that analysis?
No, I mean, I think that's absolutely correct. You know, when I say their policy positions, I'm talking about their stated public positions, right?
Right, right.
I mean, you did have Hillary Clinton. Of course, you know, if you remember my story from 2016, there was leaked audio from one of her fundraisers where she said essentially the Heller decision was wrong. And, well, I mean, the Heller decision was about whether or not Washington, D.C. could ban outright the ownership of handguns.
Right.
And so, you know, she's saying that decision is incorrect. Now, she tried to publicly, she tried to walk that back and claim she was just talking about the storage requirements involved. But I, you know, leave that up to whether people want to believe her on that point. But certainly her stated positions were not as far as to the left or as aggressive as Biden's stated positions are now. Because, you know, look at the assault weapons ban, for instance, right? Biden, of course, championed that back in 94. But the ban back then, you know, essentially banned new sales and didn't do anything about the currently owned firearms, that you didn't have to register them or turn them in or anything like that. Now, his new policy, his new proposal, is that he wants you to either sell them back to the government in a voluntary buyback, right, or get them. You'd have to pay to register them with the government under the National Firearms Act, like you do with machine guns and suppressors and things like that. So that's much more aggressive. Because if you don't do anything, you're breaking the law in that circumstance. If you already legally own ARs, a bunch of ARs, you're breaking the law if you don't comply with one of those two options.
So what Stephen just told you, listener, is as we get ready to go to a break here, and I'm sorry to have to cut you off there, Stephen, but I need to. That's what that music means there. I know you can't hear that. What Stephen just told you is that tens of millions of Americans in possession of tens of millions of these guns, Joe Biden wants to create you, turn you into a criminal. Are you going to let him? That's the question. Are you going to let him? We'll go there next.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hey, Mark Walters here. You know, in today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone at any time. You already know that. When it's your time, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? That's the question. For your personal protection, consider Front Sight, one of the world's premier firearms training facilities located near Las Vegas, Nevada. Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, has arranged for you and your family to train there too. Free, of charge. Yes, it's true. Enter frontsight.com/mark into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge with no hidden surprises or catches. Enter frontsight.com/mark, M-A-R-K. After your first course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. Nobody does it better than FrontSight, but you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/mark.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
It's well known that we live in a world where even good police officers can become targets for frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide custom liability insurance for police officers to eliminate your exposure, to help prevent you from becoming a target, and to protect you from unscrupulous lawyers. And if lawsuits do arise, we aggressively fight them. We do this in part by encouraging our law enforcement clients to take the X Insurance See It, Say Something pledge. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us, and we can work with them to fill any gaps in your existing insurance policy. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. At X Insurance, we believe in good police officers, and we believe in protecting good police officers. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show. Second day in a row here in the studio, the GunBroker.com studios, the Car Arms microphone I use to tell you, brought to you by X Insurance, that my Defender Coffee cup, I've been drinking it throughout the program, is gone. DefenderCoffee.com, promo code is AAR. PulseTV.com, those of you watching on television and on the live stream, let me put this up for you real quick. You can shop AAR, the AAR pages, thousands of products. Pulse, PulseTV.com/armed. I'm telling you, it's like Christmas in August at my house. I've got so much stuff coming to me from there. I love it. PulseTV.com/ARMED. All the stuff you need, want, or even never thought of before that now you know you got to have. All of it. I mean, at prices like $9, $12, some of the coolest stuff you've ever seen. And it all supports Armed American Radio. Or if you don't want to go to the website, you can text the word armed, A-R-M-E-D, to 58445. 58445. And get on that list. The coolest product. I love it. I wait for those texts. They don't bother me. I'm on it intentionally. I love the products that come out every single day. So make sure to check that out. Also, xinsurance.com. Visit there. MyPillow.com. The promo code AAR. Support these people. If last night wasn't enough to prove to you that we have this, I mean, voices like this, shows like this, other programs that support the right to bear arms, all of us, we've got to support each other because we're in this together. We've got to win this fight, and we will, no doubt about it. I believe America is on our side, but the mainstream press isn't going to give us the heads up. We have to create it ourselves, so support the companies that keep the word out there. MyPillow.com, AAR, gets you all the support for us that you can imagine. Car Arms, GunBroker.com. It's all free, as I mentioned to you. Second Amendment Foundation. Alan Gottlieb broke into this show yesterday live on the air to give us the news out of New Jersey, forcing Murphy and his AG to have to fight in Texas. We're going to have more about that coming up on Sunday. Huge breaking story yesterday from Alan on this program. And, of course, we've got frontsite.com, frontsite.com/MARK. The certificate is free. Use it whenever you want. If you don't want to, gift it to somebody. They can use it. You can get another one. Frontsite.com/Mark. $2,000 four-day course, free. Frontsite.com/MARK. I'm a huge fan of free stuff. And Ledslinger's Whiskey might be on my menu later today. You never know. Ledslinger'sWhiskey.com to find out. Put your zip code in there and find out where the distributor is in your area that sells all of their fine products. Incredible people. Seven veterans, combat veterans, who've got you covered, and they're just growing like a weed. And, of course, on Sundays, this is the Ledslinger's microphone, okay? And, of course, let's not forget CrossbreedHolsters.com, the most comfortable holster in the world. I was carrying a Glock 19 in a place I shouldn't have been carrying my gun today, according to that place, not by law, and I was carrying it in a Crossbreed Super Tuck, and I just love it. I smile when I walk in because I'm not violating any law. I'm not violating any law whatsoever. And even though it's the store's policy, Stephen Gutowski, the store manager loves me and asks me what I'm carrying when I walk in. It's just amazing how that works. Stephen, welcome back, brother.
Hey.
All right. You know, at this stage of the game, we've got one segment left. You've got, let's go to some of your work over here, which is just incredible. And, oh my gosh, I got to find you over here. Where'd you go? Well, here you are, Dems back assault weapons ban at convention. We were just talking about that. And I don't think I'm going to go back to the platform. I've covered it already. It lays out in three steps, Stephen, exactly as you just did in the previous segment. It literally lays out, we're going to wipe them out, do it through executive action and legislation, number one. Number two, we're going to register everything with the NFA. And number three, we're going to take them away from you. That is confiscation, forced confiscation, is it not?
I mean, it's at least right up to the line of forced confiscation, right? I mean, if you don't register the guns and you don't sell them back, then then it becomes illegal for you to possess them. Now, obviously, this is the outline more than an actual bill that they've put up, but that seems to be the idea here. So it's like half a step back from what Kamala had supported in her primary, which was a mandatory buyback, meaning you have no option to register them or keep them in any way. But it's certainly, like I said, the most aggressive policy in terms of gun control, at least in the modern era. Back in the 60s, 70s, some people advocated for outright banning of handguns and things like that. Mm-hmm. Although I don't know that ever made it into a Democratic platform like this has.
I don't believe it has.
This is the most aggressive we've seen, certainly in my lifetime, at the very least.
No question about that. And I've asked Mr. Gottlieb, a dear friend of both of ours, a mentor of both of ours, if you will, someone who is neck deep in this and undoubtedly, in my estimation, the single most powerful living gun rights advocate in America today, and that's Mr. Gottlieb. And we've asked him on this program before, had he ever seen anything like this in his 40 years of running the Second Amendment Foundation after he created it? And he went back and told us about 1968 and the Gun Control Act and the push during the 80s, etc. But he, I'm not putting words in his mouth. I'd have to go back and listen. But he's in agreement that this is absolutely the worst we've seen, because they are now outright telling us what they didn't want to tell us before. They kind of let us think it, but they always had some plausible deniability. There ain't no plausible deniability now, Stephen. They've just wiped that out. This is what we want to do for you, period. Now, as I was mentioning in the previous segment, and this is a provocative topic, and frankly, Stephen, you don't have to put yourself in a position to answer it. I'll tell you what I think, and then you can tell me where I should go with it. But I've been stating for years that if the Democrats continue this nonsense, that millions of good, decent, hardworking, law-abiding, tax-paying Americans are going to be forced to have to make a decision they never thought they would have to make in America. And people would say to me, what are you talking about? And my response was, I don't know. I'll tell you when the Democrats get us there. We're not there yet. I have a feeling we're there. Okay? And that means, am I going to have to break the law? These people are forcing me to make a decision as to whether or not I'm going to be a felon. I've never had a traffic ticket. I fear the legal system. I don't want to go to jail. I'm old enough to remember watching the original Scared Straight in the 70s. That life ain't for me, man. Now they're forcing me to make a decision that may make me a felon, Stephen. What in the world?
Yeah, I mean, look, if here's the thing I would say about it. At this point, like, if I'm trying to give you the most realistic position, because what you're saying is certainly a possibility, right? It's something that could happen. It's something that essentially Democrats in their platform, Joe Biden's platform, say they want to happen, right? That's their stated goal. I think realistically, you have to either see the Democrats get to 60 votes in the Senate, or at least somewhere near that with a few Republicans who might, you know, flip on a vote. Or, you know, there's also the possibility of, you know, destroying the filibuster.
Right. There you go.
Outright to pass.
130.
That is a real possibility. But I think realistically, there's still a long way to go before we get to that actual point, even if Biden does win the election.
All right. That's a perfect place to stop it right there. And Stephen, you and I will continue this conversation in subsequent shows. No doubt about it. You keep writing about it. We're going to keep talking about it. Stephen Gutowski, Free Beacon. Google him. Read everything he writes. He's a major source of inspiration for me personally and this show, a mentor and a dear friend. Boy, I'll tell you what, man, it's been, you know, this stuff can stress you out, but this is a relief, isn't it? This is stress relief when we get to talk about this together on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Of course, the weekday show here and on the MonsterCast. All of it brought to us by X Insurance. Both programs, 6 days a week. Lots more about that in the future. Until we meet again tomorrow, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'll see you on the radio.
Just filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance.
X Insurance
on the Armed American Radio Network.